Blog Talk Radio.
You better get your praise them in advance.
Because what they did was turn around and gave God the opportunity to shine in the impossible. Oh, somebody shout glory here with me. See, he healed my body. He healed my mind. Or he set me up on a rock. I got to talk to somebody that can say the same thing. And see, once you get hooked up with Jesus, good God Almighty. See, there ain't nothing like getting hooked up with Jesus. See, you get hooked up with all kind of folks and all kind of stuff and all kind of mess, and it turns into more mess and more stuff. But when you get hooked up with Jesus, good God Almighty, things start going right. You can see better. You can walk better. You can talk better. You can live better. You can call those things as they are. See, it's not the amount of faith that you have. It's not the amount of faith. It is the obedience of the faith that you have that can move the mountain. Somebody shout glory here today. If I don't get into, I've been awake too long. If I don't get into this here lesson today, let me get into this prayer. I feel a different type of anointing. Somebody shout glory around me here. Oh, God, right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you are doing right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, blot out all our iniquity and transgression, God. Oh, God, hide us, even if the enemy is ourselves, God. Lift us up, Father, in a whole nother way, Father, so we can see your glory, Father. Let your anointing flow right now, Father. Oh, God, those who have come upon the attack, those who are in fiction, those who are upon the persecution, those who have been backbited on, those who have been cheated on, those who have been lied on, God, we ask you right now, Father, turn that situation around, God. Oh, God, strengthen them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch every man, woman, and child, Father, in your kingdom right now, Father. Allow them to know that you are serving God and you have not left them or forsaken them. Don't care what the situation or circumstance is, you're still an old-time God. Oh, God, right now, have your way in this place, Jesus. Have your way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all you have done. Because if it wasn't for you, Father, we don't know where we'll be. So we take this time, my Father, to tell you thank you. We edify you. We glorify your name. We lift you up in a high praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, this is our prayer. Amen. Somebody shout glory here today. When you get a chance, right, I want you to turn to Ruth. We're going to go through Ruth, the book of Ruth. We're going to go through Ruth. And I want you to put a pin right there. And I want you to understand something here, that we're going to deal with Ruth in a different way. Those of you who have been in the women's revival, breakthrough revival with me this year, you all know how this goes. Some of this, we're going to use some of this. This has been taught a whole different way. I was wondering what God would give me for Mother's Day, and he gave me this particular lesson, this particular message, assignment to give to the women. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you think you are. God has a message for you. Get with your friends. Get with your girlfriend. You know how you women, you do girlfriend night out. Get this. Make sure they hear the women's revival and this Mother Day message in its entirety. Oh, God, thank you for what you have done for us in ministry. Oh, those of you who have been partners and those of you who have been to the many revivals and the many speaking engagements, God has spoke all through the southeastern United States. I say thank you all today. Those of you who have partnered with the ministry, those of you who are men and women God are seeking to come in and join and partner with the ministry, we say thank you all from all over the world for what you have done. Over 600 international churches have came along with the ministry so far, and we say thank God for that. But we're just growing in numbers, but we need to grow in more faith. We need to grow in more saved folks. See, what it is we got to go out to the highways and byways and compare men and women back to the body of Christ. It ain't about who joining what. It's about you willing to do the work of the Lord. So we say thank you all, and thank you for sending your many blessings in to us, the Uptop Ministry. Those who want to sow and partner in with us, it's Uptop Ministry, 3327 15 Court North, Birmingham, Alabama, 35234. Let's get into this message. Our lesson today is a Mother Wisdom. I don't know about you all right now, but that's enough to make me preach. When I look at this here, right, Ruth and Naomi. I looked at it as most of you all looked at it as, ooh, Ruth taught Naomi, and Naomi got Boaz, and things start happening, and I'm waiting now on my Boaz. I know women say this all day long. But let you understand something here. I want you to understand this here. The wisdom of Naomi allowed Ruth to get Boaz. See, a lot of you bypass the mothers in the church or bypass your mother because you think you got educated, you think you made your own money, you think can't nobody tell you nothing, you got the looks, you got it all going on, and can't nobody say nothing to you. You got it. But if you go back and listen to grandmother and mother, the mothers in church, somebody that has been here long before you, you can get wisdom on how to have a possible relationship, a relationship that is built not on things but on the love of God. Somebody shout glory here today. So Ruth and Naomi had a relationship that was built on Naomi teaching Ruth on the way to go as a woman. Good God Almighty. She showed her some things that I think every woman should get from their mother or their grandmother or some mother in the church. You're not too big. Tell somebody, I'm not too big to learn. I'm here to learn. When we look at Naomi, a woman who tastes the cup of bitterness. See, you got to understand something here. Naomi's name means, it indicates that, what? That Naomi, my joy, or my bias, or what? My pleasant of Jehovah. That is the meaning of Naomi. And this name, it suggests that all that is charming and agreeable and what? Attractable. Until deep sorrow overshadowed her, you can understand why Naomi had this natural correspondence to her name. Although, when you look at Naomi, her character came to be a pledge and enhancement by her suffering. Naomi had an intimate noble that she gave personally an irresistible charm. When you look at Naomi, she was married to a Mishmi, who is a stunning member of the Hebrew race. We was told nothing about what their genealogy, but a Mishmi who married Naomi is thought to have belonged to one of the outstanding families in Israel. Y'all got to catch this here now. See, Naomi didn't just marry anything. Oh, good God Almighty. You got to understand this thing now. And being the brother of Simon, prince of Judah, who married Rabbi, then Naomi began her marriage life in a comfortable circumstances. Some of you all marry in comfortable circumstances. But you don't understand how to keep the marriage. Marriage is a give and take situation. Paul says it like this, this flesh of mine has to die daily. This not only dealing with you woman, but dealing with the man. In order for you to become one flesh, both partners have to die daily to become one. Oh, good God Almighty. You gotta go, you gotta get that CD from the Women's Revival and understand this. I'm not gonna go into that too much. Naomi and Elimelech belonged to Beth of Judah, where two sons were born named Mahlon and Chilion. But when we look at the Book of Ruth, which is what? One of the most lovely idyllists in literature, and it has enhancement of every age present to us today. With what? Two women who are among the best loved in history, or whose story still captivates the world because of its unique devotion. Understand this. Because of their what? Unique devotion. Naomi and Ruth, her daughter-in-law, afforded relief after characters like when we see Tamar and Delilah and Jabez. Look at this here. As we lay this out, right, the spirits of Naomi, who knew a great deal about the ring Guver change, her life, right, because of what her man for changed in her life, Naomi came to fear God in a deep way, according to Psalm 55 and 19. Psalm 55 and 19. You read it when you get a chance. Put a pen there. She became to fear God in a deep way. Her change was something that allowed her to be more devoted to God and allow her to come forward to do what God had for her to do. I don't know about you all, but whenever God take you from the high side and you come down to the bottom side, you start fearing him too. Good God Almighty. Let's go somewhere here. We find out right that Naomi and Elimelech left Bethlehem, Judah, because of the punishment that God gave the land. So when they turn around, he punished Judah. So they, when they seen the punishment come down, they turn around and went to Moab. So they went to Moab. And according to Leviticus 26 and verse 14 and 16, God brought a series of famine on the people when they were sinning. So where Elnichmi, the Ephite, Bethlehem, he decided, right, to migrate his family to another land where the food was more plentiful, and the travel from Judah and settle in highlands or Moab. For Naomi, such as being uprooted from her native home, must have constituted a real sacrifice. That's some times, right, that we I'm trying not to get into this married couple. I mean, you got to get that city. That's some time where we have to deal with uprooting. You know, we look at it. We do it like this in today's world. We say, well, let me see what you got. Let's weigh this thing out. Is it profitable for me to stay here, or is it profitable for me to come there? Let's weigh this out. Oh, good God Almighty. But I heard the Lord tell Abraham, leave your family and go to a foreign land. Oh, good God Almighty. And see, one of the things about it is you got to understand the move of God. But you can't understand the move of God when you're not tuned in. You're not devoted to God. You're devoted to what man has to offer. So you're a mess. the move of God. See, you got to understand something here. When you're devoted to God, you don't have to worry about nothing because God has already promised you that he would never leave you or forsake you. Who am I talking to here today? So this had to take a little hardship on Naomi to share in her faith. She loved the people of God and was strongly attached to the wonderful traditions of her race. So in taking the initiative to go to Moab, a foreign country from Bethel, Naomi's husband, he stepped out. Listen to this here. Y'all got to catch this. I'm trying not to go there. I'm trying to show you the wisdom. I got to get to the wisdom of this here, but I got to give you this information. Listen to this. Y'all get this down pat. Naomi's husband stepped out of the will of God. If the famine was a judgment upon the nation, Amichi should have repented. There's some times in your house where God has brought a famine there, meaning that something in the house, man and woman, y'all need to repent. Stop trying to go get all these jobs and try to make things better when you don't do nothing but put yourself more and more in debt. You need to repent for what has happened in that relationship. Something happened in that relationship where God brought on a famine. Jesus tells us in John 16, as long as we live in him, we're going to have some tribulation. But he had conquered the world. So be encouraged. You're going to have to go through. So ain't no use in you trying to find a way out. Somebody shout glory here. Stay there and accept the punishment. Repent. Lord have mercy. Y'all don't like me here. So he tried to help his fellow countrymen back to God. And he prayed for removal of the serf according to what? The Psalms 34, 9, verse 10, and verse 17. One may argue that Elimelech was wise in taking Naomi and their two sons out of the famine struck area to another land where there was significant food. But Elimelech was a Hebrew and as such had the promise in the days of the famine, thou shalt be satisfied. Elimelech means my God. Listen to his name. My God is the king. See, a lot of times we name our kids and we got to understand the naming of the meaning behind the name. I said this, you got to get those CDs. I said this once before. I taught this lesson. You got to understand the meaning behind your child's name. But that's a whole nother lesson. He is truly believed God was his king. He would have stayed in Bethel. What? Knowing they could not throttle God who is able to furnish a table in the desert. But Elimelech believed the name he bore when he left Bethel, the house of bread, for Moab, meaning waste or nonetheless. With his family, he went from a place where God was honored to another land, so heaven in his ways. So heathen in his ways. Although the land of Moab may sound remote, it was only 30 miles from Bethlehem, Judah. A long enough journey in those far days when there had no transportation. The distance, however, was not 1 mile, but of a mile. Good God Almighty. Oh, good God. Somebody shout glory here. Put it in distance in the Bible. are not measured from one place to another, but from God. Good God. Naomi and her husband felt they were going into a far country because Moab was a land of what? Foreign worship. They said, I don't worship. You leave where they're praising and worshiping God, and you're going to a place where they got idol worshiping. It's hard serving God in a place where you're supposed to be. I say this so often. That's Bethel to what? Moab measured the distance from God to the alien worshiping of an alien country. What the stern feeling Naomi must have had as with her family, she found herself in a strange land, unknowingly, and with all the problems of establishing a home with the repentant surrounding. It's hard being in a place trying to serve God where you're supposed to be. You know, all them heathens, they want to do everything they want to do. They want to smoke, drink, pop, and all of this. They want to do all this stuff. Tell you ain't no man, God forgive you. God know your heart. I'm talking to some people that understand where I'm coming from today. Jesus. Oh, somebody shout glory here. So, let's look at something here. Listen to this here. She went from being around the saints to around the ain't. Oh, good God. These people don't know nothing about getting a prayer through. They don't know nothing about worshiping God. They worship idols. Look at the whole surrounding. Now, so, not long after this, discovered an error in leaving Bethel for a new and heathen land, nothing but misfortune dogged her footsteps. It didn't take long to realize that she was in the wrong place. Her two sons, they married Moabite. They married a Moabite woman. They were married women of what? A Moab. Instead of what happened to support their mother, they took their wife out of the alien country they were in. The Jewish law at this time forbid marriage outside of the nation. That's some people like that today. In their document, it's in religion organization. But I come to tell you today, you can marry somebody in the same religion. If their heart ain't right, if they ain't loving God, if they ain't sold out to God, then it ain't going to be right. I don't care who you marry. I don't care what religion you in. If the man or woman's heart ain't right, it's still going to be messed up. Oh, y'all don't like me here today. So, Naomi's husband, Elimelech, now died. He had fled to what? Moab to escape a possible death from a famine and died in the midst of the plenty, leaving his wife, a widow, in the land of idols. Good God. What? Look at this here. So sometimes we think it's greener on the other side. Sometimes we think we can run from the persecution. Sometimes we think we can run from the famine, the affliction, the trials and tribulations. We think we can run. But we run into more mess than we can ever possibly think of. So, after the grieving of her husband, Naomi lost all heart to live in a land of foreigners. Which them died, and leave their grew. Out of the heart must perish too, Naomi talks about. So Naomi, right, became one of the widows who Paul described as being desolate. To add to her desolate and grief, she also lost both of her sons. And so Naomi was left of her two sons and her husband. So by this time, she was old and helpless. And her widow daughter and all Ruth and Oprah to shelter. Let me show you something here. She left a situation where they had something going on. Even though it was a famine in the land, they still was comfortable. Her husband took her to a place. In other words, they left out of the anointing. Sometimes we get upset and mad at the things that are going on, even in ministry. There's a lot of people that church hop the same way. You're put in the ministry so that you can grow. But the minute the attack come on you, the minute you go through some stuff, you leave the anointing. How are you going to leave the place what God had established you for when it planted? Sure, you're going to have some tribulation there. But if you wait a little while long, see, you got to be like the psalmist and say, I don't mind waiting on the Lord. See, if you don't mind waiting, you can get through the benefits of the kingdom. Jesus came here to show us how to deal with preservation, how to be patient, how to have faith, and how to do the things that we were going to go through. What do you think his ministry was about? When you look at it, it goes over those things. He came in that reason to show us how we should be living. So she looked at it. She lost it all. Now, she had Ruth and Oprah, the daughters-in-law, to shelter. And they were not of her own people, nor of her own faith in God. Oh, good God of mine. Ain't this something here? But listen to this here. Check out the wisdom of Naomi. Naomi turns around and deals with this situation. See, the Moab, true to his name, must have been what? Empty. Discolay. Insultable. To Naomi, great sticking, acting hard. Doubtless, Ruth and what? Oprah, who hard too has been empty, were a source of what? Comfort to Ruth, even though they knew that their marriage to Mahlon and Cilla was against her religious principles. So, let me just express it this way to you. To all the appearance, Naomi was what? Desolated. Husband, children was gone. The place of sojourn was a land of strangers. And what? The voices of the old sanctuary were silent. Good God Almighty. So, look, her heart and spirit were broken. Her conscience was up in arms. The God of her father, she felt, had what? Despised her for disdain of him. She must retrieve the path. She must go back to the old soil, back to what? The favor of God, or her God. So Bethel was Naomi Nathan's land. And all her relatives and friends were there. Thus she left Bethel, not so much because of a cup of sorrow and what? Moab, but because she had heard the Lord had visited his people and given them bread. So what are you saying, Ella? Listen to this here. watch the team in Naomi. So Naomi now was determined to return back to Beth alone, but her daughters-in-law with her, possibly excited about the new start in a new land. But on the journey back, Naomi paused and pleaded with Ruth and opened to return to what? Moab. She knew that it would mean for them as Moabites to cross the boundary line, stressing the point that is in Canaan. There will be what? Very little prosper of their finding husband. Talk to me, Holy Ghost, here. So, when we look at this, what a great moment that must have been for the old three widows. Stood there at the parting of the ways. Oprah, without much ado, kissed Naomi, and then went back to her own idol worship people. But Ruth gave to Naomi and begged her to take her to Bethel. Good God Almighty. Somebody said the beginning of a new beginning. The beginning of a new beginning. See, at this point, right, watch the God and look at Naomi, because Naomi has an opportunity to bring Ruth out of darkness. Good God Almighty. See, that's what the mothers in the church and your mother and your grandmama for, those who think they got it all going on, to bring you out of darkness, to train you and teach you to be able to share some stuff with you. As Naomi,